In recent weeks, the presidents of the United States and France have publicly feuded. Learn what your Bible has to say about this fracturing relationship. Next, on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. President Trump just recently visited France, and he met with President Macron, and these two men had some, well, harsh words that they exchanged with each other. And one newspaper said, well, it was a spat between the two men. But let me tell you, it's a lot more than a spat. It was something that was right at the heart and core of Bible prophecy. And I want to explain that to you today, and you can see into some prophecy that almost nobody understands today. There must be over 100 times where the Bible talks about the last days just in the Old Testament. And if you go even to the first book of Genesis, you'll read quite a few verses about the last days, and it talks about the 12 tribes of Israel and or the 12 sons of Israel who are going to become nations and what is going to befall them in the last days. Well, what do you think about that? In the very first book of Genesis, it tells us what's going to happen to those 12 sons that grew into great nations. What are the last days? Well, it's certainly the time that we're living in right now, just before the second coming of Jesus Christ, and oftentimes it'll even include the second coming of Jesus Christ. So you can look at scriptures like Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22, where you can see that Christ said, except that those days should be shortened, there would be no flesh saved alive. Those are the last days, and we're now in the last days of Matthew 24. You should read the whole chapter and understand that. But let's take a look, first of all, at Genesis 49 and verse 1 in the first book of the Bible. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. In the last days. So Jacob's name was changed to Israel. And here we have the 12 sons of Israel that became the 12 nations of Israel in this end time. But who are those nations? Who are they today? Because if you don't know, you can't understand Bible prophecy. We explain that in our book on the United States and Britain in prophecy. The Bible is a book about Israel. And God says that every person is going to become a part of Israel. Every person who's ever lived is going to become a part of Israel before it's all over if they want to enter into God's family. But let's go on with and read about three more verses here, where I'll just read the first verse again. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear, you sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, you shall not excel because you went up to your father's bed, then defiled you it. He went up to my couch. This is, of course, Israel talking to the sons and addressing the sons. So who is Reuben? Now, that is a good question. Who is Reuben? He's the firstborn son of Israel. And we ought to know who he is, but, we can't understand Bible prophecy if we don't know who he is. Reuben is really became the nation of France today. Now, I can remember when I first came in the church over some 50 years ago that we used to talk about Reuben, and would he betray his brother, Joseph, another one of the brothers of Reuben's, and we'd ask, well, maybe Reuben is going to betray his brother Joseph. And of course, we believe that because much of this is in the context of the last days. You know, they're going to repeat history? Well, your Bible says they are. And I'm telling you, this is really critical information, and it's talking about Joseph. And if you want to know who Joseph is, well, he had two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, and I'll show you shortly who they are. It gets down to being America and Britain. So it's critical information that we need to understand. But here God says that Reuben is unstable as water. That's very unstable. If you can't walk on water, you'll understand that. Because of his lewd sexual behavior, Reuben didn't get the birthright that he was entitled to because he was the firstborn. But he didn't please God, and therefore he was denied that birthright, which came to Ephraim and Manasseh, the birthright nations. Judah, another brother, is the scepter nation. So those three nations are going to receive great blessings in this end time. America and Britain received the birthright promises and all that wealth that was promised to Abraham and handed on down all the way to this end time and given to America and Britain, the two sons of Jacob or Israel. Notice what it says in Genesis 48 in verse 1, and it came to pass after these things that he told Joseph, behold, your father is sick. And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, and one told Jacob and said, behold, your son Joseph comes into you. And Israel strengthened himself and sat up in the bed. And so Joseph, verse 9, said unto his father, they are my sons whom God, this is Joseph said that, whom God has given me in this place. And he said, bring them, I pray you, unto me, and I will bless them. Verse 14, and Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's head, and who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hands wittingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. Verse 16, the angel which redeemed me from an all evil, bless the lads and let my name be named on them. Let my name, Israel, be named on them in the end time. So in Bible prophecy in the end time, Israel's name is on two nations specifically because they are the birthright nations. And so notice it says, in names of my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. And of course, all those blessings came upon America and Britain because of the obedience of Abraham. Now, you have to remember, these are the last days we're talking about. And there are two nations that God really focuses on, the birthright nations, America and Britain. The birthright nations, the birthright that Reuben failed to receive because of his sexual sins. Verse 17, and when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him, and he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said unto his father, not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put your right hand upon his head. And his father refused and said, I know it, my son. I know it. He also shall become a people, and he shall be great. One great single nation, America. But truly his younger brother Ephraim shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. Well, where is there a multitude of nations in this end time that have received great blessings? They got their blessings before America. Now the British Empire has, well, it's almost disintegrated. But at one time it was a multitude of nations and had great power. because of all those nations and the wealth that God had given them. So here we have President Trump going to France on November the 11th and coming home not so happy about what had happened. He is aware of our history with France. We helped France to fight off Germany and win World War I because they were in dire need of help. And then, of course, they were conquered in World War II, and mainly Britain and America saved them and released them from that captivity. So there's a lot of history there. And here we have all that history and all the killings, and it included many Americans and British soldiers. There were 10 million people killed in World War I, 60 million killed in World War II, that's 70 million people, and Germany started both of those wars, and your Bible tells you that they're going to also start World War III. World War III, it's all prophesied to happen in your Bible in the last days. The Wall Street Journal on November the 6th had this to say about this European army that Macron was talking about. But here's what he said about the president or America. Quote, "We have to protect ourselves with respect to China, Russia, and even the United States of America," Mr. Macron said on French radio. So here we have these in two world wars, hundreds of thousands of our soldiers and Britain's soldiers died for this country. And now he's saying, well, we better prepare because they might even attack us just like China and Russia. At least that's the implication of what he's talking about. Now, what do you think about that? That's somebody you would probably say is as unstable as water. After all we have done for them, they don't want to be our friend today, it seems. But it was just a few months ago when Macron gave President Trump the most royal welcome in Paris that you could ever see. And now he's saying we have to prepare our own military. We might need it to protect ourselves from America. What do you think about that? Let me read one more quote, this one from Fox News. Macron naively paints America as a potential enemy. In so doing, he ignores the hundreds of thousands of Americans' lives sacrificed on French and European soil to save the free world during World War I and World War II. Well, there's a lot there I could read, but I think you understand exactly what what they're talking about. But again, you see, it's a lot more than a little spat. This has to do with it's related to the death of millions and millions and millions of people. And God says in the prophecies, if we don't learn some lessons, well, it's going to be far worse when World War III comes, and Germany, well, it's going to start that war too. And France is allied with Germany now in the European Union, and France and Germany is about to become members of 10 nations, 10 kings that are going to form the Holy Roman Empire, and it's almost here at this time. They have plans and programs all over Europe, and certainly in Austria and Brussels and Germany, talking about Charlemagne. They're looking for a Charlemagne, the creator of the First Reich. Hitler was the Third Reich. Hitler and Charlemagne both just waded through all kinds of blood during their tenure in office. Just one quote about Macron. He said also, Macron honors Nazi collaborator Pétain. Philippe Pétain was responsible for the deportation of Jews after 1945. He was sentenced to death. Nevertheless, France leader Macron has now honored the soldier as a hero of the First World War. Wow. Is Reuben unstable as water? Now, you also have the leader of Austria, who is certainly going to be a part of those 10 kings. And he says that he guides his country according to his religious beliefs. That's called the Holy Roman Empire in your Bible. And that is what is forming before your eyes. And let me tell you, it's almost here. And all of these nations, and Germany is especially, in Austria, are really talking about, in these little nutshell museums, as they call them, about the crown of Charlemagne that's going to unite all of Europe into 10 kings, 10 nations. It's called the Holy Roman Empire, the seventh resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire. And you would think most world leaders never even heard of it, because they never even mention it. But every time it has been formed, it has marched and spilled barrels and tons of blood. That's the way it is, and it's about to come again. So we'd better be aware of what's happening, and we'd better know that we need our God to protect us. Charlemagne's Holy Roman Empire was 800 A.D. Today, they're talking about wanting a Charlemagne. What does that all mean? I can tell you that Angela Merkel, the leader of Germany right now, is about to be pushed out of office, and they're hoping to get that great leader, that great Charlemagne, at this time. That they're actually preparing the people's minds for a great, strong leader in Europe. And now there are 28 nations of united in Europe. Soon there's going to be 10, and it's going to happen very fast and in a crisis-type setting. See, we don't want to forget that there is a strong man prophesied in your Bible that's going to come on the scene, and he's going to lead that Holy Roman Empire, and it's going to be something like this world has never seen. I wrote an article on what next for Germany, and we'll send that to you as a reprint article so you can understand what is going on, what is happening in Europe. Notice Daniel 8 and verse 23. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. He's going to stand up. Well, now that's prophesied, and this is talking about the Holy Roman Empire, the last head. This is the last one. It's about to end forever. That's the good news. It's about to end forever. And here you have it. This is a time when the transgressors are come to the full, and everybody is becoming lawless. Look around in this world. Look around in America and Britain, and in the Jewish state in the Middle East. Look at all the lawless people. They don't look to God for their help. They don't look to Him for security. They look to other nations or to themselves. And these are problems that we're seeing now that cannot be solved by men. They cannot be solved by men. And do you think it might be possible that President Macron might think, well, hey, if I really kind of assert myself here and show contempt for America, the way probably the man that is going to become the strong man does already, and you can read about that in our material we'll send you, and you need to understand it. But these men do have great ambitions. And maybe he'd like to be, well, the strong man of Europe. There is a great empire there, a great empire that may have more potential than even that to become even greater in power than Russia or China or the U.S. It's there, this awesome empire, and there's only one lack in that empire. They need a strong man who will assert himself and tell Europe what they have to do to survive. But he's going to bring them something that's much more dangerous than he even imagines. Isaiah 10, verses 5 through 7, I'll read those to you. O Assyrian, the rod of my anger and the staff in their hand is my indignation. O Assyrian. Well, now you have to know who Assyria is too. That happens to be Germany, and we prove that in our book, The United States and Britain in Prophecy, and you can order that. All of our literature is free. Verse 6, I will send him against an hypocritical nation. See, this is what's going to happen if something isn't done to turn to God. Verse 7, howbeit he means not so, neither does his heart think so, but it is in his heart to destroy and cut off nations, not a few. Nobody has a record like that but Germany. Not only in modern times, but in times much more ancient than these times. But here you have some good news. Notice what is going to happen. Verse 24 of Daniel 8, I want to finish this. Daniel 8 and verse 24. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. There's going to be a satanic power in this. Revelation 17 tells you that. Revelation 13 tells you that. These people are actually going to be worshiping something that is very evil. And you need to know what it is and do something, anything you possibly can to prevent this. It is going to introduce suffering such as this world has never, ever seen before. It's going to be that bad. After all, we're talking about a multitude of nuclear arms, nuclear bombs, nuclear weapons, weapons of mass destruction, chemical warfare, and biological warfare. Notice verse 24, and his power shall be mighty, I'll read the rest of this, but not by his own power. So he has an evil power helping him. But that's certainly the wrong God to be going to. Satan is the god of this world. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4. And it goes on to say, and he shall destroy mightily, it should read, and shall prosper in practice, and shall destroy the mighty and holy people, God's own people. He says, if we don't repent and turn ourselves to God, if we don't see what is going on in Europe and what is going on in America and Britain and the Jewish nation in the Middle East, we must know if they're looking to God or not. And you don't have to look very far to determine that. God is full of wrath because of people's sins. Who are they? What nations are God specifically concerned about? Well, you can read what we send you today, and it'll explain all of this to you. And you need to know what is happening in Europe and what is happening in America and the other two nations of Israel, in particular, those three. Verse 25, notice the good news, though. And through his policy also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart. And by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes. That's Jesus Christ. Think about that. He's going to think he's so great, he's going to stand up against Jesus Christ himself when he sees him returning. And he shall be broken without hand. Yes, he's going to be broken by without hand. In other words, that means by God himself, and all the power of God is going to end and terminate that Holy Roman Empire, as it's called, that has risen seven times. Now here we are in the seventh bloodbath that's coming if we don't wake up and do something to get God's help. People are praying today and praying for others, and most of the time they're not having those prayers answered. Why? God says there's a reason why, and we need to learn that, and we need to take our problems to God, and he will solve them for us. That's a great truth you need to know. Until next week, this is Gerald Flurry. Goodbye, friends.
In recent weeks, the presidents of the United States and France have publicly feuded. Learn what your Bible has to say about this fracturing relationship. Many people are aware of the atrocities committed by Germany in World War II, but would consider them ancient history. These people are completely unaware of the legacy that Adolf Hitler drew upon in creating his Nazi war machine. His was merely the latest resurrection of a war-making empire with a long and bloody history. Did you know that the Bible prophesied of his regime, as well as the terrible emergence of one last resurrection in our day? Request our free booklet, Germany and the Holy Roman Empire, for the truth about the world's oldest and most destructive empire. Many forces are at work to conceal this history from the world. Learn how Germany has led most of the resurgence of the Holy Roman Empire and how it is about to do so one more time. Understand why so few are able to make the connection between the Holy Roman Empire and Adolf Hitler. Request Germany and the Holy Roman Empire today. You will also receive our free reprint articles, What Next for Germany and Germany Celebrates Charlemagne. 7 decades have passed since World War II. Most have forgotten that the cause of both world wars was Germany. Though some have severely corrected and shamed Germany for its brutal past, many German citizens and leaders are tired of feeling guilt for crimes that they weren't even alive to witness. Slowly, Germany has rebuilt its military and restored its national pride. The rest of the world had better watch out. Read these articles to learn how France is connected to the rise of Germany. An ally of America and Britain in 2 world wars, France is now expressing disdain for its historical allies. France will betray its brothers in favor of an alliance of convenience with Germany. All our literature is available free of charge, at no cost or obligation to you. Request Germany and the Holy Roman Empire and 2 reprint articles about Germany. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. The preceding program was a paid presentation of The Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.